Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C. Oji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
I'll share with you 6-7 things I think you should consider as we're pressing into the new year. Now, this is how we're going to do the recap. All the topics that I have taught in church from January until now, you know, why I do that is because I also want to check myself. Paul said to them, he said that you should take heed to the flock that God has given to you, you know, that you ensure that as a pastor, you have done your own work very well. I want to be able to analyze my teachings for the year. I want to be able to ask myself, did I feed the flock of Jesus with what I ought to feed them? I want to be able to check holistically, what was I able to cover for the year? Did I cover things that had to do with people's career, their business, their family, their relationships, their spiritual life? I want to be sure, because part of the plan is that before we enter a new year, I already start planning everything that the other year would look like. Are we here together? So we're going to do a short recap. Don't be in a hurry. It's not the regular service. It's one service. So I don't think we should be so much of a hurry. You need certain things to press into 2024 with. So let's do that. Now, I'm going to get a few of us this morning. Join us in this recap. You are going to share with me the striking things you picked from the month of January. All the teachings in January, we'll remember some of them. Maybe not all midweek service teachings we can remember, but I remember. And some of you can remember where you got your own, where you got your own turning point message, something that shifted things for you, you know, something that gave you a brand new start, something that, you know, and all that. Praise God. So in the month of January, we started the year with Accelerate. Is that not? Yes, we started the year with Accelerate. Then we started teaching about signs and wonders. We started teaching. I talked about the manifestation of the presence of God. I told you about the things that the presence of God can do, because we started the year as our year of signs and wonders. And by the grace of God, God has been glorious and gracious to us. We have seen the hand of God, healings, miracles, career breakthroughs, business opportunities open up, job opportunities come up for people. And not just that they got it, when things you never deserved, you didn't. So it was a wonder, something that God did, and you're like, wow, seriously, you know, like that. Those are some of the things. Then we had 4 Sundays of supernatural shifts and financial overflows. I talked about open doors. Are we here together? Yes. So in that month of January, my recap this morning. So please let the microphone be ready to go around. I want to be able to ascertain that people picked things, you know, and you're sure that this thing really has helped me, this particular area, before I start sharing the 6 or 7 things that I consider necessary this morning. So from that January Accelerate, how many of us remember what we discussed in Accelerate? Can you remember? Accelerate. Can you remember? For many of us, the best way to start the new year is to go back to the old year's message. You need to go back to the message. As soon as we enter January 1st week, before we even start anything, go back to some of the messages and listen to those messages afresh. It will help you a whole lot. So, 4 Sundays of supernatural shift, I was talking about kingdom advancement, and I started sharing things about financial overflow. I talked about open doors. I talked about how to secure open doors and many other things that we shared in the month of January. Okay, let me run down the year, then you will be able to. Then in the month of February, we had 4 Sundays of supernatural shifts continued. I talked about academic and career and business settlement. We talked about marital settlement. Then we had a teaching about God's love language. And I thought us about obedience. How that obedience is better than what? Sacrifice. To hearken to the voice of God than to the fat of rams. Trying to do everything to appease God instead of obeying His word. Then I also mentioned, we thought, a particular teaching series, I think it was the month of March, Flawless. How many of us were part of Flawless? Yes, we talked about Flawless, and I picked a character, Daniel, in the Bible, and I showed you about how that God wants us to live a life that is flawless, building character. three legs on which every great life and destiny will stand. Number one is competence. You have to be competent. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it well. Even if you are a pagan and you know how to do your work well, people will look for you. Did you hear what I just said? If apart from Christianity, your life is not useful, you are a liability. Did you hear what I just said? If the only thing you have your head tight is a Christian, no, you have to have sense first. Before you were born into this world and became a believer, God wants you to have sense first. God wants you to be competent. God wants you to be have a competitive edge. Your skills, your potentials, your abilities, you must be able to hone it. You must be able to stand with the people of the world, and even before they hear Jesus from your mouth, they've seen sense coming from your life. Did you hear what I just said? That's how it's supposed to be. So you don't expect that you get into a meeting and they're discussing in the boardroom and you cannot say anything. They're discussing business plans and strategies out there and you cannot say anything. And when they say it's time to pray, rababababa, please keep your baba. Doesn't help us now, because your rababa should have delivered something in your sense, and you bring the wisdom of Daniel on board. You bring the wisdom of Joseph on board. You bring the kind of wisdom that Paul brought, and they said too much of reading has made this guy mad. And Paul will later turn out to them to say that there is a spirit in man. The inspiration of the Almighty has given me understanding. Are we getting what I'm trying to say this morning? Yes. Glory to God. So you need to be able to come to that point. It is necessary that as believers. So the first thing is competence. You have to be competent. You have to know what you're doing. Number two is down that character. You have to build a godly character. A character that can stand the test of time. A character that will make you an asset in an organization where you find yourself. A character that will make you a woman of value in your marriage. A character that will make you a man of honor in your marriage. A character that will make you a woman that every man desires to have in their house. A character that will make you a man that every woman wants to marry. That kind of person, or the kind of man that women look at and they say, ah God, if you give me this kind of person, my life is made. As if it is man that makes the life of a woman. It should be that serious. Am I communicating here? Yes. So you must have character that your boss can count on you. They can say, this person, with this person in this organization, I'm very sure that I have so much to still achieve. The future is bright with this lady. The future is bright with this man. You must have that kind of character that can sustain greatness. And remember, God is more particular in the about the weight of your character than the size and the capacity of your vision. Because if your character is not solid, it cannot carry the vision. Any vision you have, any plan you have in this life, it can never be sustained without a solid character. So the foundation of your life, God will want you to build, is character. And I shared with us some of the building blocks of character. Number one is integrity. Integrity, very important. Number two, you have integrity is a value that you must have. Then if you want to build solid character, you must decide intentionally to outline your values. These are the principles and values by which I live my life. I don't fall short of these standards. By the mercy of God, this is how I live my life. And everybody can predict you. A character is somebody that is fixed, stable, and predictable. When they meet you, they can say, this is what she will do. This is what he will do. So people say, nobody can predict me. I'm unpredictable. Then you don't have character. And you are sounding very bold. Like, you shouldn't sound bold. I'm very unpredictable. I can do anything. You are not trusted. Can't you see what Jacob said to his son? He said, Reuben, thou art my firstborn. The excellency of dignity and power. He said, but unstable as water. It's what will happen to him. He said, you will never excel. But you are supposed to be my firstborn. The excellency of dignity and strength. He said, but your problem is that you are not fixed. I can't tell what you will do, Reuben. I can't predict how you will do. I can't predict what you will do next. He said, because of that, you will not excel. In other words, what the father was saying is that a person who lacks character, a person who is not fixed, the chances of excelling in life is very bleak. Are you getting what I'm saying this morning? Am I communicating? I shared that. Please go back to that teaching series. If you want to build a business that will last, a career that will last, a marriage that will last, a family that will last, you need to listen to that message. Flawless. It will help us a great deal. Then in the month of April, I got into a series when I talked about fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Don't be a weakling. Fight for what you want. Press. We're entering into a new year. You want to enter the new year in a bolocious way again. Just acting like, whatever will be, will be. Nothing will be. Nothing. You see, if you don't do anything about the coming year, you press. The kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violence take it by what? By force. Only those with a lion heart will get the lion's share. You can't just stand intimidated. Everything is happening. It's just passing you. Passing you. You put your hand to it. They say, why you put your hand? I say, why should I not put my hand? Why? If God be for me, who can be against me? Christianity, faith, is spiritual adidi. Stubbornness. Say, devil, you can't take what belongs to me. You can't take my opportunity. You can't take my chance. They are doing things in the organization. They are promoting people. And you just say, well, if they consider me, what? They will consider me. I'll position myself. I will go back in the place of prayer and I tell God, I believe that I qualify for this. I have invested my time, my energy, I've prayed, I've studied, I've done trainings. I qualify for this. God, I take it. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? Yes. So by faith, you stand upon the word of God and say, what God says belongs to me, belongs to me. And what has God said belongs to you? He said it already, that he has thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you a hope and a future. Is it not a very good life to be promoted? Is it not a very good life to advance? And you want to sit down as a Christian and just allow everything play like that? It doesn't work like that. Are we here together? Yes. So I talked about faith in that service there. We talked about Easter it was Easter also. So we talked about resurrection of Jesus Christ and many things that has to do with the life that Jesus has called us to live. Our identity in Christ. If you do not know your identity, chances are that you will live a life that is very, very... You will underlive your life. How do I put it? Wow, I wish I had a better way to put it. You will not be able to live to the fullest of your capacity because you don't know who you are. Just imagine buying a gadget that you don't know how it functions. Do you understand what I'm saying now? The best that you can do with that gadget, your knowledge will limit the functionability of that gadget. The problem is not with the gadget. The problem is how much you know about the gadget. So if you pick up a phone and you do not know so much to do with the phone and all you do is to receive calls and reply messages, you will think that that's all the phone can do. But if you have good knowledge of that phone, knowledge of your identity, who you are, your authority, it tells the extent of your authority. Your identity reveals to you what you can do, what you can stop. Do I have right to stop these devils? Do I have what it takes to take a territory? Does it mean that with what I am and who I am in Christ Jesus, he's called me to live a life that is global or local? But when you know who you are, you know that you're not called to a local life. You know that you're not called to a small life. You're not called to a cheap life. Am I communicating this morning? So you need to have that understanding and it will bless you. Then we had the Holy Ghost praise party somewhere around that time. Is that not? And you danced yourself out. Glory to God. In the month of May, I talked about helps. Ministry of helps. And I told you that God has called us and our destiny in Christ Jesus is to help in the propagation of the gospel, to advance the work of God. And I said that God doesn't want anybody in his house to be idle, just alone, not doing anything. No, you must partake of the things that we're doing. You must help in the propagation of the gospel. You must help to finance the gospel. You must help to evangelize the lost. You must help in the children's department or in the prayer department or in your presence makes a lot of difference in service. Am I making sense here now? So, yeah, there's nothing I can do. I don't know what I'm just going to go in there. No. You are not just a number. You shouldn't just be a number. You should be part of something. Anytime you find out, make something happen where you are. Give help. Give us now. Why is this thing not working? Is there any way I can help? Many ladies found their destiny partners by helping. I cannot. Glory to God. Yes, help. Just give a helping hand. What's happening here? How do I do this? I want to help. Some people say, oh, the nature of my work is so tight. I've not been able to do anything. Come on Saturday and join those that are cleaning. Help. At least nobody is going to pressure you on that. Help. And the reward that is attached to helps, forget it. Paul spoke about a particular man I showed us that time. He said that may the Lord have mercy on him on the last day because of the way he helped me. In other words, Paul was saying that last day, let it be that one of the things God will consider for this man is to remember the help he gave me in ministry. Helps. Are we here together? So you must understand that, and you don't want to joke with the ministry of health. Then I talked about developing a winning attitude. Are we here together? Developing a winning attitude. I love that series a lot. There is an attitude that wins. There is an attitude that wins. You must have that attitude. I am the head and not the tail. I am a victor, I'm not a victim. I am a winner, I'm not a failure. You must put the word in your mouth. You must declare it. You must say it to yourself. You must have a healthy attitude towards life. If you are very pessimistic about life, negative, you will not be able to go far. Every time you see negative things about everything, sincerely, there's no way the person can succeed. You must have a winning attitude. I am the head and not the tail. Things are working for me. Lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. In Christ Jesus, I am a winner. I am more than a conqueror. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I am an overcomer. That attitude has a way of positioning you for greatness. Are we here together? So you must have that. There are many other things I thought in that series. I think you will need to look at it. Then I talked about divine preservation. I did a teaching series. I talked about divine preservation. Can you remember it? People have been appointed unto death. Then it was a prophetic meeting. We prayed ourselves out. And thank God we are alive here this morning. Glory to God. Yes. In the month of June, we talk about seven essentials for a glorious relationship and marriage. Can you remember that? Seven essentials for a glorious relationship and marriage. We had four Sundays of prayer quick. The first one is mercy. The second one, breaking evil family patterns. Ah! If you don't succeed in this church, where will you succeed? The teachings are tailored to help a person's life. They are tailored to bring you up. The spiritual dimensions. Many people are struggling with family patterns. That's I took time. I explained how you can be the beginning of a new order. And say to yourself, every other person probably or might have failed, but not me. Why? I break patterns and I set new ones. Are you getting what I'm saying here? And I did not only preach it, I taught the method on how you can practically break the pattern. Please go back to those teachings and start afresh. Listen, one of the things you must promise yourself is that you will not joke. If God wants to bless your life, he said, though the Lord gives them the bread of adversity and bread of water of sorrow or something, was talking in the book of Isaiah. He said, but your teachers I will not take away from you. Why? He said, because in the midst of your adversity and struggle, your teachers will be speaking. Then you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. If you don't keep on hearing the voice of your teacher, you will get into error. And every time God wants to transform your life and build a generation, he connects you with somebody that can teach you into the next phase. He can connect you with somebody that can practically teach things that you are very convinced that if I follow these things, I can never be a failure. I say it over and over again, and I say it with so much of confidence and audacity because I have confidence in my calling. If you are selling a product and you are selling a product that you are not confident of, nobody will buy it. Don't you understand? Even if you have confidence and you sell a fake product, very soon they will know. But this one I'm telling you, try it. Go test and see that the Lord is good. Make up your mind that I'll practice these things. I will do everything and see what your life will look like. Every single person and the people that have been following consistently, I can practically see progression gradually in their life. Because the path of the just is a burning light. It shines brighter and brighter. Glory to God. We talked about business breakthrough and career breakthrough. Then I talked about destiny helpers. How to connect with your destiny helpers. Many people have driven away their destiny helpers. Many people have talked down their destiny helpers. Many people lack help today because they do not know how to connect. Go back to that message. You will get it. In the month of July, I talked about practical wisdom for a productive second half. Practical wisdom. When we're about to enter the next section, I start again. Practical wisdom for a more productive second half. Identifying demons, how to cast out devils. Did we do that in this church? Overcoming fear. Did we do that in this church? Breaking limits. Did we do that in this church? Yes. Then I thought one Sunday service, I came and I asked you a question. Can't you do just a little bit more? Wow. A little bit more. A little bit of push. A little bit more. Many people did a little bit more that changed the narratives in life. Oh, Paul, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Everybody has written. I don't need to write. No, Luke came and he said, I know that everybody has written based on the way they want to write. He said, but I, Paul, I am deciding now. Luke, he said, I am deciding to give a comprehensive account as an eyewitness. I must do my own. Sir, when you read the book of Luke, you'll be shocked to know that if Luke did not write, there are many things we will never know. Just a little bit more. You think your effort doesn't count? You think your presence doesn't count? You think your input doesn't count? Never. Everybody has done it. Do your own.
You go on YouTube. Can't you see what's written on YouTube? Somebody says how to make gari on YouTube. Tomorrow, another person will do how to make gari. Another person will do how to make gari. Tomorrow, everybody's doing how to make gari. They are watching somebody's own. There are some people, they put their how to make gari. They don't like their face. They look at your own face. And they like your face. Do your own. They say you are copying others. How do people succeed in life? Copy smart. How do you want to succeed? Glory to God. Yes. Then August, we entered our big bang of 20 days of glory. It was a wonderful, you know, 20 days of glory. 20 days of glory. Yeah. 20 days of glory. Then we had MIC now. Yes. And we had just Nabali and others and myself were able to put us on a fresh path. Don't miss these programs next year. Don't this in the coming. Don't miss them. MIC really positioned our mind. It was a mind-shifting system for us. That like, we didn't see it that way. We didn't see it that way. And the speakers were speaking, and it brought light to our heart. Maximum Impact Conference. And some of those things are the things that we're practicing. If you come to the house of God and teachings are going on, it doesn't make sense. I laugh because that's the only way God can help a person's life. By keeping you constantly with those that can assist you, teach you, help you, groom you. Am I communicating, church? Yes. Then I talked about how to retain the things that you have received after 20 days of glory. Did we talk about that? Yes. In the month of September, we now go to It Is Written. How many of us are part of that teaching series? The Word of God. We talked about the Word of God. It is written. What God has said concerning you. Are we here together? Yes. You must believe the authority of the Word of God. You must go for the Word of God. You must press for the knowledge of the Word of God. He said, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. Why? He said, it is able to build you up and give you your inheritance among those who are sanctified. In other words, you have an inheritance that you can never access except you connect actively with the Word of God. You will never be able to take the fullness of your inheritance until you search into the scriptures. Put your head there and say, God, whatever belongs to me, I have seen it. And you start confessing it. You start declaring it. Not just mechanical confession. The whole of your life believes that if God has said it, I believe it, that settles it. It may not look like it, but I'm saying it. And my confession will bring it to life. Why? He calleth the things that be not as though they were. So if you don't believe anything, believe the word of God. The whole world was framed by the word of God. Where you are standing now is the word of God that is holding it. That you are going to end up having a glorious life is the word of God that will give it to you. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here today? Glory to Jesus. Then I talked about fulfilling your assignment. Oh, what a series. Third service people enjoyed that series. I know. First service enjoyed It Is Written. Leadership Takeover. Oh, yes. I talked about Leadership Takeover also. Wow, this is serious. Leadership Takeover for first service. Second service was what? It Is Written. Then third service was what? Fulfilling your assignment. I told you, fulfilling your assignment, that you seated here in this church this morning, you were designed to solve somebody's problem. And the day you meet the person, and the person connects, they will know that this person is my solution. When Daniel came and the king encountered Daniel, he knew that he had found the answer. When Joseph showed up, Potiphar knew that this is the answer. You will show up and they will know that you are the answer. I didn't hear you say amen. Yes, your assignment is to solve a problem. Discover it and start. If you have not discovered the problem you were created to solve, your life has not started. Purpose is simply the discovery of your assignment. And what is your assignment? Your assignment is a problem you were created to solve. If you don't know the problem you were created to solve, you will dissolve. You fade. Be there. Am I communicating? Yes, in the month of October, we now talked about what? The law of process. Did I teach about the law of process? Yes, in the month of October, I talked about the law of process. And I told you that life is in phases. Don't kill yourself, but follow the process. I explained to you that certain people think that they are following the process. Certain times, what you call process might be delay. And certain times, what you call delay might be process. You must be able to distinguish between delay and what? Process. See all those teachings? If the devil had a second chance and he listens to my message, he will change. It's just that God has said no second chance for him. Mental wholeness. Did we talk about that? Mental wholeness. Mental wholeness. I talked about mental wholeness
the hype of depression everywhere, suicidal thoughts, I am this, I am that. And I promise, I beg some of you to go and get yourself out of Instagram. Get yourself out of Facebook. Because your number one problem that is causing mental issue for people is what you are seeing. You are seeing too many things that makes you feel like you are not moving, you are not advancing, you are not making progress, and you are beginning to compare yourself. The Bible says, they comparing themselves with themselves became as fools. I was sharing with the leaders recently when we were having a leadership meeting, and I said, you are downstairs. Maybe you have a neighbor that lives down and you live up. Your house upstairs is bigger. Your neighbor's one is small. Then somehow, your neighbor will always put on generator to run their house every day, every night. Like, they always buy. Then you are upstairs. You live in a bigger apartment, beautiful flat, but you don't always on generator. Whenever you come back and see the neighbor's generator, you feel like, these guys, they have generator. I wish I can on my gen like this. Then every time your neighbor comes back too, there's no generator. He does not remember he has generator. He say, if na me they live from upstairs, breeze go dead here, more space, everything. So always, we always see what we don't have. We see what people have. Wake up and start seeing what you have. It's important. You have something. Be grateful for what you have. Let what you have make sense first. Then you analyze and say, what is it that I do not have? Then how do I get it? Instead of comparing yourself and feeling depressed. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Your neighbor that puts light every time, don't you know it's possible that your neighbor is running a cold room and the house is a storage? You're not running a cold room. Don't kill yourself. Glory to Jesus. Am I communicating? No, we must have sense in this life. Then I talked about breaking limits. Then I talked about the mystery of divine speed. How many of us were in that teaching series? Mystery of divine speed. I talked about total deliverance. Relationship, marriage, sweet or sweat. Were you part of that series? Then controlling your thoughts. As he thinketh in his heart, so yes. November we had praise, is that not? Yes. Then we had grateful hearts. Speaking in tongues, the benefits and the power. Midweek service, is that not? Yes. Then kingdom stewardship. I talked about kingdom stewardship, is that not? Yes. Financial fitness. Victory over the flesh. Victory over the flesh. I talked about that. Then in the month of December, Thanksgiving, the power of patience, reward and award service. And today, I'm going to be talking about a few things you need to consider. Before I get in, don't be in a rush. It's just one service. Don't be in a rush. Are we here together? Don't be in a rush. It's just one service. And if you have opportunity to service your car just once, you do it very well. So let's do it very well. I need 5 people of all the things that I've shared now that can practically tell me this message. This is how it helped me. And this is what I achieved by listening to this message. I listened to this particular message. This was my take home. This is the action I took. And this is how it has helped me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people. Can we get them? God bless you. Someone standing already. Give the microphone. God bless you. God bless you. Yeah. I can see one other person there. That's number 2. Is that not? Okay, there's number 3 there. Number 4 here. Number 5. Plenty. Okay, let's start.
Praise the Lord, church.
Just 1 minute straight.
Okay, it has to do with the September, what you talk about in September. It has to do with we creating values.
Yeah.
And one thing I finally realized is that, because at one point I noticed that, okay, I could do something, people will enjoy it. But my mentor once told me that, are you creating values with this thing?
Yeah.
Because people will say, oh, you can do it, but how are you going to invest in others with it? So during that month, I had to sit back. I realized that, okay, can I just try to do research on what I'm doing? To God be the glory, during that month, I was able to win a grant to also help kids in underserved communities.
Wow.
In Lagos.
Wow.
And at the same time, I was able to get, okay, I decided to do a flyer. Okay, I can do this thing if you are interested. And to go with the glory, I was able to get students, not even from Nigeria,
wow,
from outside Nigeria, and even their parents, whenever they go back to their school, their teachers will tell them that they have seen improvements in their kids.
Wow. Can you
praise
see
the
that?
Lord.
Glory to God. That's a testimony. Yes. And I guess you have met our human calculator. Yes, if I give him microphone now, he will calculate everything in this world. Yes, it's a gift. Not everybody does that. Not everybody does that. You can try if you want to. Okay.
All right. So, For me, it was it is written service.
It's written.
So I remember we did a challenge in church where we were reading the Bible like every day for like 20 to 30 days. So minus that challenge, I decided to read the Bible by myself, and I read a chapter like every day minus what was put on the group. And since that October or September till now, I've noticed my business take a sporadic increase because I discovered what was written and like the real reason why God put me in that line of business.
Wow, glory be to God. Glory be to God. It is written. Very powerful teaching series that can change a person's life. Okay, I see a brother somewhere there at the back. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So this is actually my second time attending this church.
Glory to God. Welcome.
Thank you. So the first time was on the 12th of November. So I think the message was about Thanksgiving. And there were a lot of reasons why we should thank God. So throughout that week, I just focused on Thanksgiving, basically. And while resuming my place of work, there's been something I've been praying to God for almost a year now. And I received those three offers in that same week.
Wow.
So basically what I've been asking God for, you know, for a better job, a better exposure and everything, three offers came in a week. And, you know, they were literally saying, okay, whenever you want to start, just come and we are waiting for you. Wow. So that was my experience. And all I had to do was just give thanks to God. Just throughout that week.
Hallelujah. Just one message. Just one. Practice it. And I remember when I thought that, I said, take the whole of this week and just focus on Thanksgiving. Stop plenty things. Focus on Thanksgiving. And somebody has practiced it and it worked for him. Yes. Okay.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
For me, it was a mental illness service. I came for the second service actually, but when I heard that the third service was going to be mental illness, I decided to wait. During the second service, I was already crying because I was very sad, and Usha gave me handkerchief to just clean my face. So during the third service, I had just checked my results, and I had a goal. I already met it 300 level second semester, and then 400 level first semester. I got from a GP, not CGP, a GP of 4.0. I went back to 2.90. So I was feeling so bad, and I just cried that day. But your message really, 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 really helped me, because you talked about taking our mental health serious. And I just, after the message, I just realized that I am more than the results. The result does not define me.
Exactly.
I know that I am brilliant. So I know that I am intelligent. I know that I have internalized everything I have been taught. So I know that the result does not define me and all. So after that time, even apart from the results, other area of my life, I used that message, because I just know that my mental health is priority to me.
Very good. Very good. Yes. Whatever you've been through or what you're going through doesn't define you. Do you understand? You are bigger than your situation. Don't allow it get into you. Don't allow it get into... It can be around, but don't let it get into you. Okay? Yes. Okay, someone is at the back there. I'll do that. Sorry, we have not... I know you're... We have not said much today, but just listen. I'll share a few things. Very short, simple points. When you go home, you will know that it's a serious business here. Okay?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It was sweet or sweat.
Yes, relationship.
Yeah, when Pastor was like that, we should maximize our single pool. When you are single.
Yeah.
And then I always have friends that always, everybody's talking about how they are single, how they are looking for man, this, that. And after their service, I actually spoke to my friends. I was like, guy, instead of you to be thinking about all this, like, edify yourself, read books, like just build up yourself. And since then, I and my friends, we've been reading a lot of books, and I've been seeing changes in our attitude, the way we think. And then when Pastor Grateful Hearts, when it was like your attitude, your gratitude would determine your attitude.
Yeah.
I started writing down things that God has done for me. Whenever he does something, I'll just say, oh my God, I prayed for this and you did it. And since then, I realized even the way I talk to God has changed. Like, the habit of every time crying about something, just something is always bothering you.
Yeah.
When I say giving thanks more, I say receiving more from God. Hallelujah.
Yeah, you're looking more beautiful. Can't you see? When you give thanks, you reduce wrinkles. Some people, their face like you. Because every time you are complaining, your face is like you. But when you give thanks, there's an expression. Smile. Can I tell you the truth? In this life, we will celebrate you. I have assurance in my heart that your life will be better. No matter how Satan, we are praying, though. We pray in this church a lot, though. We pray a lot. Don't worry. Just, let's give it to brother at the back there. I'll take one, Brother Farouk, then we'll close. We'll close for this session.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, you want to say something? Okay.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, mine will be a bit of digression, a bit.
Okay.
I moved into this area about 7-8 months ago, and I started a church not too far from here. But somehow one of my sisters invited me to this place. So when I came here on that fateful day, I saw the multitude. The crowd was just so much. When I entered, I said, what kind of place is this? That's no even place to even stand. I can't even sit. Fat, let's go. Immediately I wanted to leave. I just looked at the auditorium. My legs sticked to the ground. I couldn't move. Until then, till now, I've been enjoying every bit of it.
Wow, glory to God. We love you so much, sir. Thank you for joining us. We know God has brought you here and He will establish you. The way your feet stood on the ground established, that is how your business will be established. Your family will be established in the name of Jesus. Amen. One more person, please. Just one or two people.
Praise the Lord, George.
Hallelujah.
All right. For my own part, when Papa was teaching about pressing more and doing diligently, so during that time, I have a job I do. So,
be audible so that.
Yes, so I have something I'm doing then, and they are paying me well. But I have a side hustle. So the side hustle, I was not giving more attention to it. But when I heard the preaching, then I decided to say, okay, let me even balance this. So as I was doing that, to my surprise, my boss just called me and said, Farouk, you've been doing well and we wish to staff you, like to make you our personal, our main staff, and we'll be paying you so amount of Naira. And I was surprised, the same amount I was collecting they paid me in my main job is the same amount they chose to pay me.
In the side also.
I was like, wow, that was a good one. Then I have double. Now, so for my master's program too, I was not giving more attention because I was just like, let me just be doing this so that I won't say, okay, at the end of the year, I was not doing anything. Then I balanced that too. And to my surprise, my result for the coursework came out, I was on 4.78. I was like, wow. So thank you very much.
Congratulations. God bless you. Praise God. This will be the last. Then I'll share what's on my mind this morning. Glory to God. I'm excited because it means that we're making progress. And this is the same thing you go to do with your business. Go to your business, discuss with your staff, ask them what is happening, what is not happening, what's working, what's not working. Sit with your family, sit with your husband and your wife. What's happening, what's not happening? What are we doing, what are we not doing? What are we doing next year? How do we move? If you don't learn to do appraisal, you can't move on. Appraisal. We must do appraisal. Where did we get it wrong? What are we supposed to do? How do we analyze it? Small businesses can become mighty mega businesses if you pay attention to details. Glory to God.
Praise God, church.
Hallelujah.
I want to say thank you so much, sir, for the teachings throughout the year. I don't think anyone here can say that they are not a well-fed sheep, and for that we are very grateful. Okay, so for me, two sermons stood out for me. The first one was, can't you do a little bit more? And after the sermon, I think I've listened to that sermon like 5 times now, and I had to even get the book. Like, this thing just really stood for me, and that was in July. And since then, it has always like, I'll just hear your voice, and I'll do a little bit more. When I'm about to leave, lay your bed, I'll lay the bed. When I'm about to leave, and then it pushed me also to also, it was that period I got a job. Because I saw the offer, I was like, and then I just said again, can't do a little bit. And I just applied, and that was how I got a job. And it has also been applying to every aspect of my life, the way I dress, the way I talk to people. Can't you do a little bit more? That's been really ringing in my head. And the second one was when you talked about maximizing your singlehood. So for me, I went from someone that was single to someone that is happily single, because I knew that I had so much to do. And then I knew that I had not even achieved. I was just crossed my mind. Who will I marry? And all. But then I was like, in my mind, I was like, I've not achieved certain things. And then I set a time goal for myself that okay, when I'll start thinking about this by the end of this particular year. So for that, like, as it has been so, I've been more purpose driven now, yeah, that I have so much to do than just relationship.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay, let's dive into this now. Are we ready this morning? If you're ready, can you say we are ready? Very good. Now listen, as we come to the end of the year and press into a new year, it is necessary to take inventory and ask questions. Then you know that there are certain areas you want to focus on and be better at. You are telling yourself, since I've been doing it like this, has it been working? A wise man once said that if you continue to do the same thing and keep getting the same results, it will be insanity if you continue. Why? Because it is the same result. If you don't like the result, change the way you are putting it, the input. If the outcome doesn't make sense, change the input. If the outcome doesn't make sense, do what? Change the input. Every time you want to, you don't like the way you are preparing your fried rice or jollof rice, the outcome doesn't make sense, then check, is there a spice that is causing a problem here? You get it out. Is there a spice that is missing? You add it to it. Is there a method that is not working? You don't, because you don't like the output, you change what? The input. And that's what I want to do today. Number one, that I think is necessary that you pay attention to from now as we are wrapping up this year and entering the new year. Number one is, please invest in yourself. Invest in yourself. You are your greatest asset. Every person you see doing something exceptional, businesses thriving, career moving forward, family, you know, blossoming, they are investing something. Investment means that you are putting in something. Look at the state of your mind now. Do you have the capacity to press into certain dimensions? If you want to be better in life, you must invest in yourself. Look at the quality of you. Do you qualify for the position you aspire? Do you qualify for the height that you want to get to? You must learn to invest in yourself. And we cannot stop teaching this. We cannot stop talking about it. Some say, oh, you said something like this before. Calm down. Have you done it? You are your greatest asset. Why not invest in yourself? Think about it. The quality of investment you make in yourself will determine the return of investment. You know, businesses, they have what they call ROI. Is that not? Return on investment. If you want to get a high return on investment, that means you must have done an investment that is higher. True or false? A 50,000 naira investment will not give you an ROI that a 1 million naira investment will give to you. Am I making sense right now? So the quality of investment you make in yourself will determine the returns on that investment. It will determine the quality of your life. It will determine what you become. It will determine what your life will look like. Invest in your mind. Tell your neighbor, invest in your mind. As he thinketh in his heart, so he is. Yes, you cannot become anything more than the quality of investment that you have made in your mind. Reinvent yourself. This is 2023, and you're saying that the version you will see in 2024 will be very different. Those of us who saw some of these movies when we were growing up, you see that a particular producer, they designed a particular robot, a particular figure, then they brought an opponent, and the opponent beats that one. Then the person gets back into the lab, and he reinvents this particular one. And when he comes back, he will beat that one. Then that one goes back to his own lab, reinvent. Then that one comes without, and they keep reinventing. Why? There are certain demands that 2024 will bring that 2023 did not bring. If you are the same person, the way you are now, and you enter 2024 like that, if you do not plan to reinvent yourself, and what happens in reinvention? You go back and you check. Is it that my muscles are not strong enough? Then you build stronger muscles. Is it that my paying attention to detail, I'm very careless? Then you say, I'm going to be more particular about certain things. Reinventing yourself with knowledge. Reinventing yourself with spiritual capacity building. Reinventing yourself by saying, the way you dress, everybody talks down at you. Dress in a different way. You should dress two steps ahead of where you're going, so that they will mistake you for the CEO, not knowing that you are the supervisor. The day the CEO considers the person that will become the sub-CEO in place of him, he'll say, this is the only person that looks like it. Then you will get it. You don't have to fake it. Look like it. Look like it. Dress that way. Talk that way. The way the person said, listen, you sound so much like you're in charge. The person, wow, I think you'll be able to take charge. If you don't sound like you're in charge, you'll never be able to take charge. Reinvent yourself. Reinvent yourself. I've seen people physically reinvent themselves. Physically. The person looks at the way he's looking at and looks at the hairstyle. A man, grown up man,
and he goes around and switch the way he's looking at, then it looks like he's 5 or 10, 15 years younger. Then the opportunities and people that will not even pay attention to the person before, they start paying attention. Why? Because he has reinvented himself. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? 2024 is coming here. Let's reinvent ourselves. People who, listen to this, organizations that make phones, they are very smart. And they know the need for upgrading systems. So you see that they come up with a particular phone, and by the time they start using the phone, towards the middle of the year, they will tell you that there is an upgrade that is now available. Why is that upgrade available? The upgrade is available because of the complexities that they did not consider initially that has started happening now. So if our phone will still be relevant, our operating system has to do what? Upgrade. If your life will still be relevant, your operating system has to do what? Upgrade. So what do? You're still using the same body, the same phone. Then you click certain codes that they have worked up. As soon as you click it, it tells you that it's uploading, it's upgrading right now. Then it goes 10%, 40%, 100%. Then it tells you your system has been upgraded. Then you discover that something that was slow and dragging before is now faster. Something that you used to find difficult to search for, they have now created a platform for it. What did they do? They ensured that they upgraded the operating system to meet the complexities and the demands for now. What they did not consider before. There are certain things you have not considered that will happen in 2024. Upgrade your business. Upgrade your life. The demons of 2024, they are sophisticated. Upgrade your spiritual life. The family challenges that will come with 2024, they will be bigger and tougher. Why? Exposure is everywhere. Knowledge has increased. What people did not know before, they have known now. And because of that, we need to put ourselves together so that we can carry it. Is anybody getting what I'm saying today? Upgrade yourself. Just imagine that you are a software. And the same software that has been there since 2018 is the same thing. No upgrade. If you are the one, will you use that phone again? That is how that your company will not use you again. They'll get another person. That is how the customers will not come to you again. They'll get another person. But by the time they discover that there's an upgrade, they say, wow, this person is keeping in touch with what is happening around the world, with global trends. And as a result of that, they'll say, we can still do business with this person. Why? Because you're upgrading. If I give you a particular phone, Android version of all those Android. You know, when we started using Android, it was slow, but we're enjoying it because we didn't know any other thing that was faster. So when you press, you wait. You now roll. Enter. You'll be excited because that's what you have. But by the time you discover that there's a new one and you just press it and it's clicking open, you tell yourself, what am I doing here? So what do? You go and buy. You go and look for money. Then you buy it. You know what? You can decide this year that you're going to look for money and buy what you use to upgrade yourself. It takes money to upgrade. It takes money to reinvent. Poverty is bad. That's why you must not toe that path. Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? Yes. People usually say that, knowledge is expensive. Go and try ignorance. We'll discuss later when you try it. Yes. It will cost you. Books, buy the books. Trainings, attend the trainings. Add a new skill, upgrade. Some of the upgrades versions of all those phones that you see them using, and they say upgrade particular thing. They added a particular tool to a particular thing. For instance, my Samsung Note. I use Samsung Note a lot because I usually keep my notes, and whenever I get a Samsung, everything comes back again. Then I use Google Doc also. Then I realized that when they say they upgraded a particular thing, the features begin to change. Certain things that I could not do before, I start doing it. Use WhatsApp now, don't you? Then you realize that WhatsApp now changed, and they say, oh, this one is now available. This one is not. There's now WhatsApp channel, but you couldn't get channel before. Whether the channel made sense or not, we are still watching. But at least they've moved it. Am I making sense here right now? Why? Because the people who are the producers of that product understand the complexities, changing times, the needs that people are beginning to have, the questions that people are beginning to ask. Why can't I do this when I'm doing this already? Why can't? So they say, okay, we're going to create it for you so that you can do it. That is exactly how, that is how Android took over from Symbian, Nokia. That's exactly what they did. Every time you're using your Symbian phone, you realize that when you want to check multiple things, it's very, very difficult. You close one to open one, close one to open one, close one. That's how many people destiny. That's how it looks like. They have to close one to open one, close one. Can't we open 10 at the same time? But now you're using an Android and you see all you need to do is minimize and you swap and you pick. Am I making sense now? Very soon they'll do another one. You don't even need to minimize. You just look at it, just say something, and everything will just pop up. Life is moving. Move. Tell your neighbor, life is moving. Move. Reinvent yourself. I want to beg you. Yes, I want to beg you to reinvent yourself. Add a new skill. Some of us, the same old skill you have had, your boss has known that it's only this thing you know how to do. Sings. Then you just show up in 2024 and say, oh, towards the late part of 2024, I picked up a particular new skill. And you discover that's what your boss has been complaining about. The next thing that happens to him is this spark, a smile on his face. And he's like, wow, that's good. That's good. When they are considering salary review, there will be hope for you. But by the time you are not reinventing yourself and nothing is happening, and they are considering to upgrade salary, they will ask, how can we pay you this? Listen, your remuneration is largely dependent on the value that you are offering. What you are paid is based on the value you offer. If you offer value higher, you will get higher pay. If you offer lower value, you get lower pay. Do you understand? So write down one or two things you want to do in the next year to reinvent yourself, to upgrade yourself. Please write it down. Let's do practical this morning. Write it down. One or two things, how I want to invest in myself this year. Is there a training you need to take? Is there a program? If you are a business person, are there conferences? Are there meetings that you need to attend? Do you need to go and learn about the products? Do you want to travel to China to get to know some of the things so that you move from where you are to somewhere else? You can plan it intentionally. You can plan it intentionally and say, this is what I am going to do. This is how I'm going to do it. Because I want to invest in myself. I want a higher ROI. If you want a higher return on investment, then you must ensure that you invest more. Are we here together? Are we here together? Yes. Number two, be careful of the friends that you keep. 2024. Very careful of the kind of friends that you keep. Be very, very careful of the kind of people that hang around you. I'm going to share with you a few kind of people that you may need in your life and those that you don't need. This is the best time to get rid of certain people from your life. Get rid of those people. Get rid of those people. Listen, never allow anyone control your life to the extent that they will mislead you in the name of friendship and relationship. Never. Have I said it before that you have to be smart and wise enough? I shared the story some time ago of a particular lady that was hanging around a particular guy and he was using her as a sex toy. At the end of the day, the guy got her pregnant and they went to abort the baby. The lady died. They were not born again. Then the guy came back. In the pain of that, he came to be born again. He came to be what? Yes, the guy will be in heaven. The lady will be born in hell. Was the choice. The person misleading you now, maybe 2024, they will get serious. And guess what? I've discovered that when somebody is misleading you and they get serious, one of the things they do is that they dump you to look for somebody who's serious. So why not be the one that will be serious and dump the person? Wisdom is profitable to do what? Direct. Yes. Yes. Ask questions. How does this person impact my life and my decisions? Because sometimes you do not realize that that lady that sits by your side in the office is the one influencing your decision. The way she talks, the things she says, she has power of influence. And by the time she has said those things, you go back home and that's exactly what you're doing. That's exactly what you're practicing. Always remember that there's no how in this life, the people around you, whether positively or negatively, they will rub off on you. It's a very simple principle. So you must protect your space and say, these are the kind of influences that I want in my life. Therefore, I surround myself with this kind of people. Am I communicating? Is it making any sense? Exactly. Number two, does our values align? Look at the values. Look at your values. You're a person of integrity. And all the people you are hanging around, they are dishonest people. You will lose your integrity and become a dishonest person. You look at yourself. You are a person who believes in family, taking care of your children, paying attention to your wife and other things. Then your friends are those ones that have three and four other people that they are manipulating, destroying the destinies of their children, using it to do something else. If you connect with those kind of people, very soon they will rub off on you. Start behaving the same way. Is anybody getting what I'm saying this morning? So you must understand that those are our values align. I'm the kind of person who likes maybe honesty or integrity, or I believe in family. I believe in care for my children. Then you must look for people like that. Why? Because they will also motivate you. They will inspire you. They will encourage you. But if you go with the wrong people, you end up with the wrong kind of life. Does that make any sense to somebody this morning? Very good. Does this person stretch and motivate me? That's the question you must ask. The friends that are around you. Your friends, do they stretch you? Do they motivate you? Do they inspire you? Do they make you want to do more? Or they allow you just relax and say, hey brother, just there. What are we? What is anybody pursuing? What are we pursuing in this life? We will soon die one day. You will die without legacy. Me, I will die and I will leave a legacy. So if you see people who want to die one day, leave them. Because if you keep staying with people who want to die so cheap, you die cheap. They say, my brother, leave that thing. What are we living for? Eh? Somebody will soon die very soon. He says, eh? You will soon die. That's the kind of life you want to live. And that's your friend. There are certain people you should not even be confident accepting in your space. Today now, in this service now, there are some people you should delete. You say, you don't get my number. You say, I don't get my number again. You say, I save them now. Say, my phone, no, if you save them now. I don't save again. You say, I don't get space. I get space, but no space for you. Do you know that there are some friends that you are supposed to bluntly walk away from? Blunt. Don't be rude, but bluntly. Just clearly. And you're like, I'm with a guy, you know, my brother. There are plenty of things I need to do this 2024. So just because of that, they're really taking my time. They call my brother. There are many things that I'm taking my time to explore. And you know what is taking your time. That you are building capacity. You are getting better. You are moving forward. Am I making sense here? I used to hang around guys where we usually play snooker those days. Service will be going on. I'll be playing snooker. Everything is up. I'm playing snooker. We'll be betting 20 naira, 50 naira. Who win? Who doesn't win? Just to be putting, what do you call it? The balls into holes. Just be there playing it from morning till night. Then when you finish playing, if you lose, you have another set of guys where they roll dice. So those ones are there, roll dice. You understand? Sometimes you play with your new palm sander, they'll eat it and you trek home. You borrow slippers. What a life. What a life. May God not let us live that kind of life in the name of Jesus. Listen, you must ensure that you make up your mind that the people around you will stretch you. Have friends that are your friends, then have friends that you respect. They are still your friends, so, but you respect their results. You respect what they are doing. You see that they are doing more than you. And you are not jealous. You are excited because they are your motivation. Am I making sense here now? Have those kind of friends around you. In 2024, look for those kind of people. They challenge you. The next kind of people you look for, they are called partners in progress. Those who are willing to join force with you so that you become a better husband, a better wife, a better single, a better mother. They are partnering with you. They are supporting you. When you need their assistance, they don't decline. Because there's something that you are benefiting from them and there's something they are benefiting from you. It is a very, very symbiotic relationship and not a parasitic relationship. Am I communicating this morning? Look at your relationships. If it is very, very parasitic, get out of that relationship. Because definitely every parasite will continue to feed on his host. And very soon the host will die. Because you're the one. You're the one that are feasting on. You're the one that are feasting on. If mosquito bites you, mosquito gains blood, you gain malaria. They are friends like that. They are your malaria friends. Every time they suck from you, this malaria they give you, they will go and be alive. They will be alive. May God help us in the name of Jesus. Yes, so you must get those guys out of your life. Dan, how does your friend influence your spirituality? You need to think about that. How does my friend influence my spiritual life? Friends that influence my spiritual life. That means when I say, oh, I'm going for prayer meeting. Oh, very good. That they encourage you. Or if they go with you, it's not bad. But say, prayer again. You didn't pray too much. This is, this God, you just need God to answer you. Do those kind of questions. Before you know it, you start having doubts in your heart. You start asking yourself, is it true? And guess what? When the devil succeeds to allow that kind of doubt into your heart, very soon you will never believe anything God is doing anymore. Check yourself. Your friends, can you pray together? Can you fast together? Your friends, are they people that do things that are into God? Because if your friends are not doing things that are into God, very soon they will drag you from God. Those who are out, it is easier for them to drag those who are in. Have you not heard that when a person is up, it is difficult to take somebody down up, but it is very easy to take somebody up down. Am I making sense? So you have to ensure that you do. Choose friends who celebrate your success. If something good has happened in your life, they can post it on their status. They're excited about it. Not that something good happens about your life and they are feeling like, now only you they move. Now only you they succeed. Waiting we can't do here for. We can't count bridge for Lagos. If they want to count bridge, let them count bridge. Look for people who celebrate your success and make you feel like you are achieving something. You are moving forward. And you also celebrate the success of other people. When you see somebody doing something that is nice, say something good about it. Let them feel like they are making progress. You don't know the impact of somebody's word on your success until they have said the right word. That one right word can be a motivation for the next level. But one demoralizing word can be a discouragement that will destroy and ruin you. Am I communicating, church? So you must make sure that this year, 2024, I need partners in progress. I need those that we have similar values. I need those that are considering my spirituality and know that I should not go back spiritually. No. Now, listen, you just got born again. And every time you are trying to drag your friends that are not born again into God, that is not what the Bible teaches. You must understand how it works. The Bible says that evil communication corrupts good manners. So what would you do? Go and build stamina first. The people you are trying to drag, they are still dragging you. So what do you do? Get out of their company. Go and build yourself. Know yourself. Discover yourself. When they see you, they will know that this person is changed. Then you will have the capacity to bring them in. But you are saying that, I'm changed. My guys are not changed. I'm going to hang around them until they change. So you are trying to help them change. And because you are trying to help them change, they are changing you too. So you are doing like this, left and right. So small. Today, okay, for instance, you are trying to stop, you know, going to the nightclub. Every time you're always at the nightclub drinking every night, and you know you don't like that. Then you now say, okay, me, I will not drink again, but I'll just follow them. I'll sit down. I'll be drinking malt. I'll drink energy drink, fearless. Actually, you're very fearful. That's why you're taking fearless. So you realize that every time you hang around these guys, you are giving them the opportunity to keep doing what they are doing, thinking that they are not. One day they will propose it to you and say, guy, you did deceive yourself. We still there here. And before you know it, you will fall for it. So your struggle to become better, it will be very difficult because there is a weight. You will lay aside every weight. Those guys are weights. Am I making sense here right now? So what do you do about those guys? You lay them aside, discover yourself. After you have come out and you're strong and you are passionate and you can push life by yourself, then you will consider where they are. And you'll be surprised to know that the guys that you left there, it is possible that God has organized somebody else that will help them. Sometimes you are not the best person to help your friends that are in the mud because you are just coming out from the mud. You get stained again. There are experts who know how to be in the mud and not get into the mud. You are just coming out. So learn balance. Is anybody getting what I'm saying today? Yes. So you might not be able to help those kind of people. So you want to just do good Samaritan. Eventually, you now become the victim. Avoid it. Avoid it. And many of us, the problem is that you have even lowered your standards. There are certain people that you don't allow into your space. Initially, you were thinking about relationship. I say, I cannot, this kind of person is not my standard. Now you have lowered your standard. Very soon. If you lower your standard for marriage, you have lowered your destiny in marriage. Keep your standard where it is. There are certain people looking for people like you. There are certain people that are dying to search for somebody like you. And you say, no. I feel like it's... What is the standard in the first place? The standard is that you're a morally sound person. The standard is that you're a spiritual person. The standard is that you're a God-fearing person. That you have made up your mind that because of the level of spirituality that you're pushing for, you will not settle for somebody that is not even seeing anything. Then say, just manage it. You will not only manage relationship, you manage your marriage. Everything, manage. There are some people I'm talking to right now, there are some ladies, you are in a managing relationship. They are still slapping you, but you are managing it. Say, my brother, what thing I want to do, at least, half bread is better than nonsense. Where you can have full bread. Why are you going for half bread? Do you know whether it's rats that ate the half bread? Bread and made it half. Pastor, you cannot understand. May I not understand nonsense? Don't. Let me tell you something. Listen. Oh God. There are many things in my head. I don't even know which one to pick like this. There are many things in my head. See, we have to be smart enough about our lives. You need to understand that your life here is not too long. Life at its very best is brief. It's short. God said to me, life is one. Give it your best shot. Hit it hard. This is what I want and I will go for it. Be a go-getter. When you were born as a child, anything you wanted, you will go for it. They will drag that thing back. You will go for it. They will push it forward. You will keep struggling until you get it. Now you have grown as an adult. You say, my brother, you now take every rubbish that is by your side. Go for it again. It's in your destiny to go for it. You were born to go for it.
Go for the kind of relationship you want. Go for the kind of man you want. Go for the kind of woman you want. Go for the quality of business that you want. Go for the kind of spiritual life that you want. Who's settling for less? Is anybody getting what I'm saying this morning, church? Yes. Yes. So be very careful. A true friend will be those kind of ones that will help you. Don't try to drag old friends who are struggling with similar addictions with you. That will be foolishness. You need help. Walk with people who have the ability to help you. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 20, the Bible says it. He that keeps company with the wise will be wise. But the companion of a fool, the person who keeps company with a fool will be what? Will be destroyed. Yes, he that walketh with the wise men shall be wise. But the companion of fools shall be what? Destroyed. Yes, some of us, our friends are fools. It sounds like an insult. When you tell somebody that they are foolish, you are not insulting them. You are explaining to them the state of their mind. It's not an insult. If you are just being blunt, you tell somebody that, oh, that's very foolish of you. It's not an insult. Why? Because the person made a decision. For imagine somebody who takes the money they should use to pay a house rent to play Niger bet. What are you supposed to tell the person? If you're a very good friend, you say, my brother, you are a very foolish person. It's not an insult. It's just that you are telling the person, this is the quality of decision you made. And the decision reflects your inability to live the kind of life you want to live again. And what do we call it? Foolishness. You say, let's not say. You say, guy, what do you do? No, you don't try. No, don't say you don't try. Tell the person, brother, you acted very, very foolish. And if he's a good friend, he will treasure you. And guess what? If you have friends who are very blunt, keep them. You see friends who are very blunt and they tell you that, this is your name, this is real. Keep them around. They make sense. They will guide you from entering into the mud. Am I communicating in church this morning? Yes. The Bible says evil communication corrupts what? Good manners. So you need to check it out. I don't like walking around fools. I want to be wise. I want to be the companion of wise people. Are we here together? Yes. Walk around wise women. Don't walk around foolish women. Walk around wise men. Don't walk around foolish men. Look for ladies that have sense. Don't look for ladies that just have heels. Yes, you can be on a heel and not seeing anything. The height of your heel doesn't determine how much you see. The heel should not be here. The heel should be here. The heel here can take you where the heel here will never take you. Glory to God. Am I communicating, church? Number three, pay attention to your finances. Pay attention to your finances. Pay attention. I'm going to close service very shortly. Pay attention to your finances. One of the ways to do things about your finances is work. Tell your neighbor, work. Work. There's nothing wrong with work. There's nothing bad about work. Work is very, very good. God created work and we're supposed to do what? Work. The Bible says that God created Adam and Eve and put Adam in the garden so that he will work it. How do you want to make money if you don't work? You expect everything to just fall on you and jump on you and just appear? It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. Even in Freetown, they don't give free lunch. You buy it. Am I communicating? Work. Look for a skill that will give you money. Look for a business that works. As I was preparing this message, God spoke to my heart. There are some of you, what you are supposed to do now, especially those of us that have started hitting the range of 35 and above, stop experimenting. Pick one thing and stay on it for the next 15 years and see what you will look like when you are 50. A rolling stone gathers no moss. You do this today, you do that tomorrow. You do this. By the time they are checking your status to know what to do, you are selling shoe. They check next time you are selling Brazilian hair. They check next time you are selling Brazilian cap. They check next time you are selling brooms. They check next time you are selling tomatoes. They check next time you are selling purple. We don't know what you are doing. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Is it making any sense, church? Yes. Yes. Never be idle. Do something. Some people are very idle. They don't like work. If you are lazy, you end up a very poor person. The Bible has made it very, very clear. Don't be lazy. Anytime you see yourself just hanging around your bed, you swing to this side. 11 o'clock, you're on the bed. 10 o'clock, poverty will kiss you. I'm telling you. What are you doing on the bed by that time? 11 o'clock, you're sleeping. Except you walk at night. Am I making sense here now? Except you walk at night. If you didn't work at night, you slept all night, you are sleeping all day. There's an animal that sleeps like that. Jackal, or what do you call it? Sloth or whatever. There's an animal like that. You're not created like that. The Bible says God made times and seasons. Men walk in the day, they sleep at night. And those who decide to walk at night, they should sleep at the day, in the day. So, but you cannot sleep day and night. Somebody calls sometimes. Hello? Did I wake you up? By 11 o'clock, did you wake me up? It's an insult. Why should you tell me, did you wake me up? Why am I sleeping by 11 o'clock? What did I do? Did I go for night vigil? No. Did I work at night? No. By 11 o'clock, you say, did I wake you up? I'm not retired. Did I wake you up? When you're supposed to be in your business, they say, did I wake you up? And you see it as a compliment. You should say, please, you didn't wake me up. I've been awake. My mind is awake. My body is awake. My spirit is awake. Go ahead and discuss what you have to discuss. Glory to God. Yes. So please work. Then when you start working, learn to save. These saving things, we have been talking about it, but many people see this. As I'm talking now, this is December 31st. Some of us, your savings is zero. Some people, all your savings is shoe that I bought. If you don't have savings, you are not safe. You are not safe. You know why? Anything can happen at any time. And because in this part of the world where we live, especially Nigeria, that you know, for those of our friends abroad, you understand what I'm saying? But I guess it applies to you, some of you too. Especially this part of the world where you are very conscious of the fact that many things are unpredictable. Don't you understand what I'm saying here now? You should have something that you can fall back on. You don't just show up at the end of the day, you eat everything. Are you getting what I'm saying now? It's just like somebody who is a farmer and during harvest, you cultivate all the yam. Then because you like porridge, you use the head of yam to do porridge or pottage. Then after you succeeded to do your pottage with the head of yam, there's nothing to plant. The next season, you will not just eat head of yam. They will give you the back of cocoa. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say now. Sir, listen. Is anybody listening to what I'm saying now? As you start saving, then when your savings come to a particular level, it should be turned into what? Investment. This is practical wisdom. I shared some things with our leaders the other time, and I said that ideally, please, don't take this as a standard, but see it as something that makes sense. Ideally, you should have built your house before you are 50. I'll shake the wrong tables. Did I say it? Did I not say it? Paying school fees for children at 65 is very difficult. 70 is a very wrong time to pay school fees. But can I tell you the truth? Some people today are about to repeat the cycle of their parents to pay school fees at 70 and 60. If you are rich, you will not feel the impact. But the attitude of people today already shows that they are not yet rich, and they are not even planning to be rich, and they are still going to repeat that cycle. If you start, let's calculate it now. If somebody is earning and you are 35 and you are at the active earning stage of your life, 40 active earning stage of your life, 45 active earning stage of life, those are the seasons you should have been gathering money. And by the time you're talking about going close to 50, you've already started building, maybe by 55. That it is paid, it didn't work as fast as it should work. By 55, you should have had a house that is built already. And children have started going. Imagine you married at 35. By the time you are 55, your children are already what? 20. Is that not? A 20, 22 year old child that has a fast education is about finishing the university. Is that not? At that age, remember that the higher you go, if you don't have systems that you have built, the resources coming in can be dropping. Except you have built systems all around your life that will make it increase. Am I making sense here right now? So at the end of the day, you realize that a person is 60, 65 or 70 and they are paying primary school fees. When will you pay for university? Don't you know that the price of paying a child's university fee is almost the amount you used to buy land and build house now? Private universities? Am I making sense? So, the money you should have been using to build the house, you're using to pay for university. How far would that person go?
And now you have many young people who believe that they have enough time. I still have time. Brothers, I came to announce to you today in this church, you don't have time. Nobody has time. Time does not wait for anybody. Tick, says the clock. Tick, tick. What you have to do, too quick. Do it now. So start that savings. Start that job. Start that work. Start that investment. Who says that you cannot buy your land? I have some of my children in church that bought their land at 25 or 23. They bought a property somewhere. Even if you don't want to build on that property, by the time you are 50, that place would have developed. Whereas some parents are selling the land that they bought at a ridiculous price. They are selling the land. You see, there are some locations that if you have a land, if you want to sell it, you will think twice. Because selling it that time does not make any single sense. Are we here together? Because if you sell that land at that time, you have mortgaged the future of your children. You sold their destiny. A good man leaveth inheritance for his children's children. If you sell there's certain spots, you know that if I leave this spot, it will train 10 children. Annual income from here within 10 children. That is the land you sold to pay the debt when you were playing Baba Jemu. So ask yourself this year, how do you spend what you have, your money? Track your money. Where's my money going to? How much goes to building? How much goes to rent? How much goes to house? How much goes to... You track it. That's budget. Are we here together now? So you'll be able to track it. Track. Where is my money? Where does my money go to? Some people say that, I don't know, my money does not fly. Money is not spirit. Your money does not work. If you keep your money here, it will be there. Anytime money leaves, it went somewhere and you are the one that sent it. Money... I know people say that there's a demon around the house that ate the money. It's a lie. I don't believe that. So where did the money go to? The money just flew. Money doesn't fly. Except there's a new money that has been made in your house that flies. But the money we know does not what? Fly. If it ever flies, you made it fly. You decided where it went to. Are we getting what I'm saying, church? Yes. So you must do that. Never put God... Then another thing is, never put God out of your finances. Never put God out of your finances. Remember the rich fool in the Bible. 2024 is here right now. Because you are paying a debt, you say, I'm not going to give my offerings and my tithe again until I finish paying my debt. You may not be able to finish paying the debt, self. It is God that helps us. He's the one that gives us power to get wealth. So whatever it is you're doing, 2024, remember your tithes, remember your givings and offerings, partnership. Then remember the needy and the poor as much as you can to the level where you are. Remember your parents. Remember certain people who have invested in your life. The little you can. It doesn't have to be too much, but the little you can. Because all those things have the benefits that they bring into your life. They have blessings that they bring into your life. Am I making sense, church? Be very, very wise about that. Godliness with contentment is also great gain. Don't pursue. What you cannot catch today, you will catch tomorrow. So just hold on. Do we understand what I'm saying now? You could not get it today. Do what you need to do. Tomorrow you will get it. Yes. Number four. Sorry if I've taken your time today. Are you tired? If you go for a business meeting and it's 2 hours, would you stay? Very good. Learn to live by planning. Someone said learn to live by planning. Not having a plan is already a plan, but it's only a plan to fail. So if you don't have a plan, you already have a plan. If you don't have a plan, you already have a plan, but you have a plan to do what? Fail. From September, organizations already started planning the new year. October, November. Many organizations have structured everything they will do 2024 now already. Some people will say things like, if I eventually plan my life like that, what is the role of the Holy Spirit? How would the Holy Spirit be directing me now? I don't need to make any plan. I want to be led by the Spirit. Imagine we don't have any plan in this service and you come and you don't know where we're going to close. You don't know where we're going to do anything. How would it look like? Huh? We don't have plan, no service time. Just come. So we do fly and say, just come. So somebody can come by 12. Somebody can come by 4. Somebody can come by 8. And everything that... Somebody can come at the time we're sharing the grace. Am I making sense? So, but because we have put plans in place, we're able to say, this is what we're going to do by 8 o'clock, by 9 o'clock, by 10 o'clock. Plans are very, very important. Don't live your life without what? Plans. Now, my question is, do you even have a plan? Do you have a plan? Do you have a plan? Yes. Imagine a board meeting without an agenda. They say there's going to be a board meeting today. We don't have any agenda. Say something. Say something. What's on your mind? Say it. Somebody will start telling you the story of his something that does not make sense, more rubbish, because there's no agenda. But when you have a plan and there's an agenda and we are strained, everybody says, it's okay. Agenda number two. Because there is what? A plan. February, what do you want to do? March, what do you want to do? April, May, June, 2024. Is there any plan for your life? You need to think about it. Imagine that the person wants to get married now. You don't even have a plan. You don't have a plan. You want to get married. You want to build a house. There's no plan. You don't want to build a house. You say, just buy land and start. Put block here. Where is the kitchen? No. Bricklayer, come. Put kitchen here. Sir, where will be the sitting room? Sitting room. Put it by that side. Toilet. Put it at the backyard. Because there's no plan. So what architects do is that what you want, they have already put it on what? On a sheet of paper. Now, that plan is what they will keep following. Are we here together now? And as long as they keep following that plan, the desired result is what you will get. Sir, your life in 2024 December cannot be more beautiful than the plan you already have. You say, no, I don't believe it. God is with me. If God is for me, well, nothing is against me. Don't deceive yourself. Even God had a plan. In the beginning, God. If there's a beginning and he says, I am the beginning and the end, that means he has started and he has even finished his plan. He says, I know the plan that I have for you. So God has plan. Are you what I'm saying now? When God created the heavens and the earth, the first day he created everything, he did not create man at the time there was no water. He didn't create man when there was no food. After he had created everything based on his plan, and he saw that it is conducive for man to now live, on the sixth day, he now said, let's bring man. Plan. If he had created man day one and created the plants day six, man would have died before the plants. Will he start fasting from the one? God told Moses, he said, Moses, come, I will show you something. He took Moses to the mountain and he showed him a pattern. And he said, Moses, build according to plan. The tabernacle you will build, don't build. Even God has plan. Who are you? Am I communicating here? If you don't want to be a miserable old man at 70, 76, start planning now. Fathers, let the family sit down together and analyze what will happen. You don't want to be a miserable young lady in a marriage. Start planning right now. Unless you be totally dependent on a guy and your life can be very miserable. There are many women, the only reason they were making sense was when their husband was alive. The day the man died, the destiny of the woman and children died. Because she did not have any plan outside her husband. The day the man died, her life died. So even while you are in marriage, both of you should sit together and plan. Many men will say, I don't want to have a will. Why should I have a will? If you have crossed the age of 50, go and have a will. In fact, you don't even have to wait till 50. Have a will. Do you know how many fathers put their whole family in confusion when they die? Everybody started fighting. I'm the one that will live upstairs. I'll live downstairs. Oh God, go and write something and tell everybody where they will live. Do you know that it's wickedness for you to die without a will? Are you getting what I'm saying here now? So you see the man dies and the children start fighting. The house in Ibadan, the one in Kaduna, the one in this. No, this. Before you know it, they say it's demon that is chasing all of them. One man scattered the whole family. Everything he built, he scattered it. Why? No plan. And many young people are there now. They are saying, it's me. I never feel right will. Waiting I get what I want right will. Don't write the will of succession. Write the will of what your life should look like. Is anybody getting what I'm saying now? Yes. The Bible says that God will establish the plans. He said we should make our arrangements and our plans. That God will establish it. So God is a master planner. In the beginning, God created. After Adam fell, you said God was not stranded. When Adam fell, did you see God was God stranded? Say, Adam, you don't eat apple. Adam. What will we do? Gabriel, come. Michael, Holy Spirit,
My word, where are you? What shall we do now? Now that Adam has fallen. For where? The Bible says Jesus was the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. In other words, God watched the movie and he planned that when man falls, this is the time. Why did God not save man immediately? The Bible says in the fullness of time. In other words, he had a plan that the law will come. After the law, he will send his son. After his son, he will... Sir, in case you are thinking that this life is going to end up anyhow and you have not accepted Jesus. The plan is hell. All that not accept Jesus, there's a plan already too. As we are like this, Jesus said, he said, no man knows the time, but the Father has it in his own plan. When the trumpet will do what? Sound. And it will sound. Whether you like it or not, trumpets will sound. People will go to hell. People will go to heaven. If you want to go to heaven, you should plan it now. And how do you plan it? Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Get faithful and serve God. If you want to go to hell, don't accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It's not by force. You can greet your neighbors and say, see you in hell. Guy, come on, we'll see you in hell. He say, no, don't worry, my brother, we'll see. How do we want to live our lives like that? I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life so that you and your children will live. What a God. Very beautiful Father. Planned everything and told us, choose life. Some of us are doing, you want to do carryover. What brought your father to where he is about to bring you there. What brought your mother to where she is about to bring you there is carryover, because there's no plan. I see certain times men, 65, they are replanning their lives. Within the next 10 years, 65 to 75, the man readjusted everything he could just by hearing one message. And by the time the man is dying, people said, wow, the later part of that man's life was beautiful. At least he canceled every error in the beginning with the last part. Some people are not even living as if they know they will die. There will be eternity. I just want to remind you, church. There will be what? People will be born in hell, like Suya, Asun. It will happen. It's not by force. If you don't want to follow us, there's no problem. But those of us that will go to heaven, will go to heaven. Number five, pay attention to your health. Pay attention to your what? Health. Pay attention to your what? Most of the organizations around the world today, they are not conscious of the value of what they are putting in what they give you to eat. They are more conscious of the money that they are going to make. And that's why everything that you are eating and taking into your body, you must put a check on it. You say, it doesn't matter now. Listen, nobody's liver or lung spoils in one day. It is instrumental payment. Every food you eat that is not a healthy food, you are paid your debt money. Instrumental payment to die. To die. To die. To die. Like I said, only you monster. How can somebody drink monster and not have a monster in your body? Only you monster morning, monster afternoon, monster night. All those energy drinks that you're drinking, I hope you understand that they were not designed to be something you do every time. If for any reason you need to take an energy drink for whatever reason, it's not something that you wake up today and take and say, I take it regularly. There are some people, they walk at the end of the day, it's like Parkinson's disease. Before they had Parkinson's disease, all those things, they are piled up things in their body. Piled up. The decisions of your life today, there's a special teaching series 2024. It is called Choices and Decisions. I've started preparing the message already. I'm planning it. By the time we finish the message, people will go back and think about your life and say, Jesus, what am I doing? Why? Because some of us are already planning to die early. Some people are planning to do what? Die early. Because the things that you are eating, the people who eat it cannot pass 65. You say, you know, concern me. Eh? God is there. God. There are some people, God's death date for the person to die in God's calendar is 100 or 80. But the person will die at 65. If you blame God, never. Because all the things he said not to eat is what you are eating. The lifestyle he said not to live is the way you are living. You can't expect to be smoking shisha and smoking Arizona and smoking cloud and not go to the cloud on time. You join the people in the cloud very soon. Eat the right food. Have you considered what you will look like when you are 60, 70, and 80? Don't let AI picture deceive you. It is not AI that will determine what you look like. It's what you are eating and the lifestyle.
Do you know that bitterness can kill you before your time? Unforgiveness, bitterness, fighting everybody can die before your time. A merry heart doeth good like what? Medicine. Anybody that carries bad vibe to your direction, move them away. Be a happy woman. Be a happy man. I've made up my mind that I will be what? Happy. I've made up my mind that nobody will steal my joy. I've made up my mind that I'll be an excited person. That is the beginning of wholeness and wellness. Then eat the right food that you should eat. Don't chunk up everything at the same time. Don't chunk up everything at the same time. Men, please be very careful. Prostate cancer is everywhere around the town. They are eating plenty things that can lead to that bus stop. Women, be very, very careful. Before you know it, my back, my waist, they say it's old people disease. But there are old people that are also living healthy lives. So you don't have to be like that. Make up your mind and say, I will try my best. As God helps me, I will follow the principles and do the right thing. Young people have serious problems because they don't consider. Listen, if you have 10 minutes to make a decision, use 9 minutes and 50 seconds to consider the consequences. You hear what I said? He said, in the next 10 minutes, make a decision. Even if you know the answer at the 5th minute, don't say it. Still analyze it. It is wiser to use longer time to consider consequence and let what informs your answer be the consideration, sufficient consideration of the consequences, because every decision has consequence. You didn't hear what I just said now? By the time you are shouting back at your husband, remember, go and look at those who are divorced and know whether they are happy. By the time you are treating your wife as a trash, calm down. Calm down. Because some people left their own and scattered everything, and today the family is scattered, no bearing again. By the time you are following a guy that has no direction, continue. If head does not have direction, how do you think body will go? A man is going to be the head. Ladies. Number six. Relationship. For singles, listen. Never be in a rush to get into any relationship. Build capacity. Your relationship bargaining power is dependent on the capacity that you have built. And you can see people who are building capacity. You determine the kind of people they will marry. And don't be saucy and proud to anybody. Calm down. Let people be seeing your smiling face. All those that want to marry are already seeing you. They're around your compound. They're around your office place. They're around the school that you went to. They're everywhere. The people that will marry you, they're already seeing you. Even men, the same thing. The ladies that will decide whether they will marry you or not, they are seeing your behavior. So you must adjust and be a responsible man. Are we here together now? And when you want to make this one for a relationship, one of the things I will beg you in this generation, always learn to kneel down and ask God for mercy when you're about to make decision. Say, Lord, mercy. In this decision, I have never been married in my life. I don't want to marry 100 times. Lord, this decision, I rely on you. I depend on you. Many men died before their time because of the wife they married. Many women died before their time because of the men they married. Many women were supposed to fly high and become great. The men they married killed them. Many men were supposed to be generous and do very well. The women they married killed them. The person you allow into your life has the key to determine a lot of things that will happen in your life. Is anybody going to say now? So when you are considering decision on who to marry, number one prayer point is mercy, Lord. Lord, have mercy. Let this, in this decision, guide me by your mercy. In this decision, guide me by your mercy. The number two decision that will affect your life after your eternity is marriage. Is marriage. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Many years ago, I was saying this thing. I was preaching. One of the boys stood up and he got angry at my message. I said, young man, why are you angry? He said, it's not your time. This is not what you should be talking about now. I said, okay, I'm just giving you a head. I know you don't need it, but when they give you something ahead, it's so that you have head. By the time he left it, when he started his journey of sorrow, he got back. And I said, those things, do you still have the notes? He was not taking notes. Now he has gotten to the bus stop and he feels like he needs it. I said, but we're staying in that time, you didn't take it seriously. Some things you don't like, you don't need now. Just take notes. You will need it tomorrow. This message for some people is not important now. Tomorrow it will be important. Are you getting what I'm saying here right now? Yes. So please, never start a relationship without God. Carry pastor along. Honor God with your relationship. I will honor them that honor me. That's what God has said. Singles now, avoid building on erroneous mindsets. Don't build your marriage on relationship and mindset that destroy your parents or destroy the people around you. Parents, never put pressure on young people to get married by force or to the person that you like. It doesn't make any sense. Yes. There's a story of a particular young lady. The mother kept forcing her on a particular guy she's going to get married to. And she didn't want to marry the guy. She was very sure the guy was not. But as a result of the mother's pressure and everything, the girl married the guy. And eventually discovered that the guy was a terror, was a beast. Funny enough, the mother was already a grown-up woman. She didn't live long to see all the slaps that the girl will be receiving in her life. She didn't live long to see all the scars and the pain of her grandchildren. If they had considered it, it's better that people make their decision and face the consequence than for it to be that you are the one that pushed them and you are now dead. They will curse your grave. They'll go to your grave and push speech. It'll not go better for you. Mama, you know, go better. It cannot be, the person is dead already. So what am I saying? Anytime you're about to make decision, carry your parents along, it is fine. But if their influence is too hard and they're pressuring you, look for somebody that can advise, that they respect, that can talk to them. Bring somebody in. Bring people in again. People you know that they have better exposure and a sound and can say something to your dad or to your mom. Bring them in. Because if you allow them pressure you, some of them have lived half life. Not only half, they've lived 60% of their life. You are still at 30%. By the time they are gone, your journey has just started. You will bear your consequences. Wisdom is profitable to do what? Married people, be intentional about your spouse. Be intentional about your spouse. Your children will leave your house. So you'll only be your wife. If you don't want somebody to give you poison. Am I sounding too blunt? Be intentional about your what? Your spouse. Love your wife. Love your husband. Take care of them. Pray for them. Ensure that you manage your home with wisdom. Improve communication. Go out together. Create time to talk. Do end of the year appraisal as husband and wife. Are we training these children well? Are we doing the right things? If I am 65, what will I be eating? If I am 70, what are we going to be eating? If the children are very busy trying to train their own children and they are not sending money to us, what are we going to be eating? If your children are investment plan, what if the investment does not yield fast? You too, you have done investment that did not yield on time. True or false? You now made your children investments. What if the investment does not yield on time? That means you die before your time. So invest by yourself. Plan by yourself. Organize your life by yourself. Plan it like somebody who knows that when I am 60, I can't be broke. 70, I can't be broke. 80, I can't be broke. If God gives me life to 100, I still will not be broke. If you have land to buy, go and buy it. If you have a business to start, go and start it. There are some businesses you cannot do now because your age and your strength cannot carry it. So think of the other ones that you can do that can give you a return 15, 20, 30 years plan. If you have 50, 40, 60, even 70, you can still make some plans. Are we here together? Sometimes you might need a financial advisor for this thing and sit down and say, please help me plan the next 5 years of my life or 10 years of my life. I don't want to be broke. I don't want to beg anybody. I don't want to be dependent on anybody. Men, make up your mind to be a role model to your wife and to your children. Ensure that you are not running a software of a failed family system. You know what that means? Software of a failed family system. That means the system that you are running now is something that is dead on arrival. You are working with a method that cannot work in this generation. So please look at the generation we are in right now. Upgrade your system by reading new books, listening to new messages, things that are happening in today's world, and run your family like that. The last but not the least, as we close, your spiritual life. Pay attention. Your what? Your what? Your spiritual life. Pay what? Attention. Prayerlessness can kill a person. Prayer is very powerful. Build a prayer system. Have time for your prayer. Don't allow anything take your prayer time. Make sure that you are not lukewarm. Lukewarmness can destroy you. Now, you see, many of us, you can't remember the last time that your family prayed together It's not the right thing. We should try as much as possible, as much as we can.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.